Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I wanted to grab Paul Zeiss. Good morning, Zeiss. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent. I love how you bring it. Something jumped out at me the other day because I love how you call BS. And I love a point you made about football. There ain't no way they're going back when they say they're going back, are they, sir? These college teams.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's, I think the big thing about it is that the whole thing with this college football season is basically they are talking about how now there's, and again, Gray, Marty, it's amazing to me how anytime something has to do with COVID now, we have to turn it into mass hysteria.
Right.
But they're talking about this myocarditis thing, right?
Right.
I really would love to inform the Big Ten and Pac-12 doctors that myocarditis has been around for as long as we've had hearts.
They're suggesting that athletes are affected by COVID and it affects their hearts. This is the latest scare tactic. Go ahead, Zeiss.
Exactly. That's the point. The point is myocarditis has been around forever. Athletes, at times, if you get a virus of any kind, it could turn into that or lead to that. The guys who are 300 some pounds are sometimes susceptible to that, but we haven't canceled sports ever for that. But this is the new thing, and here's the thing: it comes down to this, Marty. People just don't want to tell the truth
That's
anymore.
Right. That's right.
Reality is the rapid testing and the testing that they have costs way too much money right now.
That's right.
They don't have enough access to rapid testing, and they're afraid of liability because the NCAA in the move and the rush to virtue signal and make sure that we all know how much they care, they basically called signing waivers morally repugnant. Well, okay, but Penn State right there, you just said it in your update, and a lot of schools are having kids sign waivers just to come back on campus.
Right.
But somehow we're not allowed to have waivers. And here's the thing, Marty, I coach AAU basketball, okay? We go to these tournaments. Right? In order to walk in the gym in just about every single tournament I've gone to, every person that walks in the gym has to sign a waiver. And guess what? I don't see a mass exodus of people. Everybody grabs the paper, signs it, and walks right in, doesn't even think twice about it. So this idea that somehow this is, there's risk in life. And if you're not willing to take a risk and you're not willing to have a little bit of risk in your life, then, basically I guess you'd be like your last caller, Craig. Stay in your closet. Put your mask on and, duct tape all your vents so that your neighbor's germs don't come through your air conditioner and get you.
Well,
I don't know what else to tell you.
You made a hell of a point in your piece the other day about football, this notion that things are going to be cool in the spring. Zeiss, what the hell is going to be cool in the spring? What's going to change? What would change?
That is the whole point I'm trying to make about the whole myocarditis thing, too. Okay, so in January, that condition is suddenly going to go away. We're never going to have it. But, I mean, today they had on the NCAA conference call, they had a doctor who said, one case of that is one too many. Okay, well, then you can never play sports again. So you just solved it. We can never play sports
ever.
Ever. And in January, guess what? COVID's still going to be around. Liability is still going to be around. The myocarditis is still going to be around, so why can we play in January but we can't play now? It's absolutely absurd.
And it's dangerous. And it creates fear and phobia and mania and hysteria based on nothing but emotion. And no one, Zeiss, no one wants to examine the data. No one, sir.
No, and like I always say, Marty, it's incredible to me that this, you know, super deadly, and again, I want to make sure, because I know people get all worked up,
right.
It's a very serious health crisis.
It is.
I get that, okay?
It is.
But this whole thing that this is like the most deadly thing that we've ever faced, and it's like that movie, you know, with Dustin Hoffman, Outbreak, where if anybody breathes it or gets it or touches it or comes in contact with it, their skin peels off and they die in 36 hours, okay? Why do we have to create people if it's that deadly? That's the point that I can't figure out, why people can't figure that one out. We shouldn't have to continue to come way over the top with all these newest things, you know. There's a rare condition for kids that happens. We 5 kids in America it's happened to, but it's a rare, so we've got to make it headlines. And then there's this and there's that. What if it's that deadly? Shouldn't it be speaking for itself?
Exactly.
Shouldn't we have to stop inventing ways to make it hysterical?
Well, that guy that was fighting with me, so 28 kids have died from COVID, 190 roughly from the flu. Now he's arguing, when did they die from the flu? He won't acknowledge that they have a much greater risk of dying from the flu. What he's trying to dispute is that COVID is more deadly, even though there are 28 COVID deaths. And what's sad, Zeiss, is any death is tragic. I get that. But if you're going to exploit the death of children to make a point, you're doing the wrong thing. You just are.
Well, especially since, and this is, I'll even go one step further. In the same time that there, you know, I think it's age 16 and under, in the same time that there's been whatever it's been, you know, 28 or 30 or whatever deaths, there's been like 13,000 kids that have died of other causes.
It's true.
And so, I mean, you know, are we going to start picking apart all those other causes? This is what it comes down to for me, Marty, and it's really a very simple thing, okay? 40,000 people die in car accidents every single year. And millions more get injured every single year in car accidents. Do we all stop driving cars? Do we all stop, you know, do we all stay home and not drive cars because, hey, there's some risk in it? And also, we have to trust that other people on the road are going to do the right things. And it's the same thing with this COVID stuff. There's a little bit of risk in it, absolutely. But you know what? You wear your mask. You try and socially distance as much as you can. You stay out of, you know, really tight areas with a lot of people. And if you're sick, stay home.
Bam.
But live your life.
Bam.
But live your life.
Bam.
And that's the way I look at it. It's just like driving a car. Hey, there could be a drunk driver out there. There could be whatever. It's going to, you know what? That's a part of it. But for the most part, we're all willing to get in a car and drive multiple times a day and do it knowing full well that there's a little bit of risk. But some reason with this other stuff, we're not allowed to, you know, even entertain the idea that maybe there needs to be, a little bit more stomach for taking a little bit of a risk.
Zeiss, you're the best. I really appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
He's a talent, man. I love him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.